601, Unit 8, Recording 8.6, Listening 1, Conflict Theory. Welcome back to our series on sociology. Today we're going to dive into an overview of conflict theory, one of the main theories in sociology. We'll discuss the three basic assumptions of conflict theory and look at some examples. Conflict theory originates from the ideas of Karl Marx and his theory that attributes changes in society to conflict between dominant and subordinate groups, or in other words, groups that hold more societal power than others. There are three basic assumptions of conflict theory. They are as follows. Humans are self-interested, there is a division of resources, and conflicts exist between different socioeconomic classes. The central tenets of this theory can help us understand and explain different types of conflicts that societies have encountered over time. Regarding the first tenet, humans are self-interested, it's relatively easy to grasp that in general, humans seem to put their needs first and be pretty interested in sustaining themselves. We can see this already blossoming in children from a young age. Parents need to teach their children to share and the value of helping others. Most kids naturally want to keep their toys to themselves and put their interests first. We are taught to value the needs of others, but fundamentally it seems like our inherent desire is to put ourselves first, and maybe this stems from a survival need. Over time, humans have adapted and thrived in societies, but not without costs. Through conflict and wars, humans have prevailed by putting their needs first and being self-interested. In continuation, societies operate in a perpetual state of scarcity of resources is the second tenet. This makes sense because if you think about both historical societies and societies now, one thing that they have in common is that resources were and are currently never in a state of calm and permanent overabundance. Resources are always changing, especially natural resources that are dependent on so many factors like the weather, climate change, and human impact. Economies impact the state of resources, and so do cultural needs. Certain societies and cultures place value on different resources, and each society does not necessarily have the same access to resources. Moreover, ownership and societal greed play a substantial factor in the state and access of resources. Societies and nations that hold more power or wealth can often hoard resources from less powerful societies and nations. This brings us to the third tenet, that conflict is both unavoidable and pervasive among different societal groups and socioeconomic classes. Wealth, power, and access, or lack of access, to resources breeds conflict across different social groups and socioeconomic classes. As we referenced earlier, humans are self-interested and resources are in a state of constant change, which cause conflict among different social groups. Groups that have power and wealth will often hoard that power and resources for their self-interested selves. Nation-states can do this, and so can individual members of society. The three assumptions of conflict theory feed off of one another and are intertwined in many ways. Human self-interest impacts the division of resources and in turn influences conflict between socioeconomic groups. People can also start to develop negative attitudes toward members of other socioeconomic groups due to the competition over division of resources. Competition over resources does not only refer to physical resources like water, food, and fuel, but also less tangible things like love interests, relationship partners, and space for leisure activities. Under the assumptions of conflict theory, inequalities in power and resources are in every aspect of society, and those who have power will automatically try to keep it. This in turn creates a greater conflict for those with less power to secure resources. Ultimately, conflict theory ascertains that society will always be at odds because conflict is inherent and ingrained into our everyday lives and the systems that run our society.